You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. While on the road working in music and marketing, Jonathan Caron needed something to soothe an itchy beard. Knowledgeable in the kitchen, but with no background in cosmetics, Jonathan nonetheless began making his own beard oil at home in Tel Aviv. Looking to the seafaring roots of his family and the traditional ingredients used on the spice route connecting Asia, Africa, and Europe for thousands of years, Jonathan and his husband, Doran Badak, launched a line of products in 2016 called Mapilim. Using a historical name for the Mediterranean, the brand has found great success in focusing on quality products for men without the macho marketing. Here's Jonathan now with the story of Mapilim.
In my background, I come from marketing. I used to work for Wix.com. It's a website building platform. Before that, I ran my own music company for 5 years, managing artists, doing PR and marketing. During my time at Wix, I did the marketing for Wix Music, and I used to fly to the States a lot. And I started growing a beard during that time. Every time I got back from the States, I bought my own beard products. And on my last trip, I forgot to buy products. My beard started itching, and I found myself making beard oil at home, basically, which had nothing to do with my life except for the fact I used to cook my whole life. Like, since I'm 13, I've been cooking. So smells and cooking have a lot to do with each other. It was a really natural transition into playing around with cosmetics. So the way it started was actually that me and Doran, my husband, had a lot of ideas for art projects that we wanted to put together, like magazines and art exhibitions and things like that. And I was making beard oil. We were thinking about these ideas, and then it just hit us. We decided to create a Wix website, create a brand, sell some beard oil, and then use that money to print an exhibition that was called Flowers Are Manly. We did that. We actually created it over a weekend, put it online, sold out of the 100 bottles we made at home, and used that $1,000 to print the first exhibition we ever made. When we put it out, over 3,500 people came to see the exhibition, and it got shared in over 200 design and art blogs worldwide. So that was a big aha moment for us, signaling us something interesting is happening and that we're touching it in an interesting way. Once we saw what happened with the exhibition, I started looking deeper into what's happening in male grooming. And I just saw that it's one of the fastest growing sectors in cosmetics at the moment. So it's a real anomaly, because the regular segments in beauty, if you think about shampoos, for example, like on a good year, they go 2%. And male grooming specifically is doubling itself. It's now a $30 billion industry, due to be around $60 billion in 2 years. And that was something that was really interesting for us. And we saw that not from the big market research angle, but rather from our own perspective. We just saw that there were no products that we were looking for. We couldn't find something that was targeted towards men, but didn't feel macho or didn't feel like it's a subcategory of a brand that emphasizes women. So we basically just started playing around with it, and we started developing this full range of products. And the responses we've been getting were just really good. So we've been doing it more and more, and we've been growing more and more, and it's just been really organic. What I think is happening in the industry right now is that, you know, brands are starting to understand that men are not the same thing they've been thinking about for the past 30 years. So we're not just looking for, you know, skulls and whiskey and cigars and black and coal. We're looking for more things. And the other thing is that I think most brands think about guys as consumers that are looking for solutions to problems. And we think guys could look for more than that. So it's not just solving a problem that you have, it's also preventing a problem you might have in the future. So giving yourself wellness and giving yourself good, high quality ingredients and being more relaxed in your life is just something that can help you prevent a lot of problems and not just solve them once they happen. And I think traditionally, marketers have been approaching guys with a solution to a problem. We're approaching guys with a different angle of wellness. I think what we're trying to do is just use the best products we can. And what was really different about how we approached the line and the development of the line as compared to different cosmetics company, I think one of the things that worked for us is that we didn't have experience in the beauty industry. Because the way it works in the beauty industry is when you start working on a formulation, you basically work with a list of ingredients and a price sheet. So you price the formula as you make the product. And I didn't know how to do that, and I still don't know how to do that, and I don't like doing it because I think you need to develop the best product possible and then see what the price is. And I think the consumer will pay for a good product if you just produce a good product. So we're not trying to create an efficient product, we're just trying to create something that does what it's supposed to do in the best possible way. We use a lot of ingredients that come from the Mediterranean region just because that was what got me fixated on essential oils in the beginning. I just found out there's a huge history of aromatherapy and essential oils in the area of the Mediterranean. And it's really interesting because the Mediterranean was always part of the spice route, bringing spices from Asia to Europe. And so much knowledge has been accumulated there that it's really interesting to take that historic knowledge and bring that into like contemporary products using contemporary techniques. So a lot of brands nowadays talk about all natural and organic. And I think organic and natural products are great and we use a lot of them. But I think just saying natural is good and synthetic is bad is just wrong, because I think some products, when you just use natural ingredients, first of all, they just don't do what they're meant to do and they're just not good enough. So my philosophy is just to create the best product and not to care about the claims or the perception per se, but just creating the best possible product. And once people try it, they just get hooked on them, hopefully. So because we all came from Wix, what we know is how to create startups and how to work in the tech world. And it was really important for us to bring in investors that understand that state of mind. And I also think that it's really difficult to try to defeat or to play in the field of the large cosmetic companies just because they're so big and so huge. And I think the name of the game in that world is distribution, and we're just never going to be able to defeat them there. So we're trying to think of it, of how we can do that from a different angle. And what we know how to do really well is tech. We know how to grow as a startup. We know what to do on online marketing, and we know how to raise money in that world. And I think our investors and us both understand that we're not a standard cosmetics company. We're looking at it from a tech perspective. We're trying to be as disruptive as possible. We're trying to bring in the most advanced techniques and partnerships we can find. And the whole perspective is kind of different. So the name Apilim is actually the name of the first people that came to Israel on boats through the Mediterranean. And because the company deals with everything that's happening in the Mediterranean and the ports around the Mediterranean, that was a story we related to. And also, in my own personal story, my grandfather was a seaman, and my dad and my uncle, they were all, you know, my grandpa was an admiral in the Israeli Navy, and we have a lot of sea in our veins, so it really relates to what we do. In Hebrew, it also means to go to the next step. And I think for masculinity and for men in general, we're talking about something that can take it to the next level. So it's not just solving your problem, it's thinking about what kind of wellness aspect can get into your life. So that's it. And every different product is named after a different Mampilim ship, and it kind of has its own story in the actual product. So like, we have a product called Theodore, or a line of products called Theodore. That's actually a boat that sailed from France to Israel. So it has the French lavender in its scent, and also Israeli grapefruit. You know, you can go deeper and deeper into the brand stories if you want, but it's not the first thing you see. You can dig deeper if you want, but it's not something we're really using as a top story. What I see in the next year for Mampilim is two things. First, we want to see the brand grow in the US, but we also want to see a shift in the way men buy products. What we're already seeing in our user base is that people would start out with, you know, the immediate suspects. So like the hairstyling products, for example. But then we do see them in their second and third purchase go back and buy moisturizers and cleansers. So becoming more advanced, I would say, users of male grooming. And I think that's something that will be amazing to see throughout this year, you know, to see this shift in the way men buy grooming products, and also just seeing men buy products that aren't just to solve a problem, and also to see men actually buying wellness products as well.
Thank you very much to Jonathan Caron for sharing the story of Mapilim. Thanks as well to Henry Rhys Sheridan for conducting the interview in New York City, and to our researcher, Mariana Lagrasta. The show was mixed and edited by Alex Port Felix. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.